I'm Brian McCreath. I'm backstage here at Symphony Hall with the conductor and pianist, Christian Zacharias. Thank you for taking some time today with me.
Thank you, too, for asking me these questions.
In an age of historically informed performance, what does an orchestra like the Boston Symphony bring to this kind of music?
Yeah, the Boston Symphony brings its own, I don't like the word color, but it is a certain color, and the string playing has a certain color, and it is very easy to work just the, maybe the little more articulation and the little more shortness of certain phrasings that I like, for example, but also that some of the newer ways of playing introduced more. And we got along very well, so that the declamation of the words, I mean the gesture of some phrases, is there, and they are very quickly there, without losing this wonderful shine of their string play.
You've done the technique of playing and conducting from the keyboard so often that I wonder if you ever go to an orchestra and are a little bit anxious that you can pull it off with that particular group.
Now, yeah, sometimes you realize that some orchestras have done it not too often. But these musicians here have done it, A. Second, they are all, I mean, not only good orchestra musicians, but they are good chamber musicians. So they all listen. So that is quite easy. And then it depends on the piece. I mean, I go as far as Beethoven 4, Beethoven 5, and Schumann Piano Concerto. And then you really have to choose very carefully, because there are even orchestras that have done it might be slightly irritated or looking for somebody to help them a bit. But in the end, it always turned out quite well. And as I said, they love to listen, and they love to be 100% involved in this music making. Because as much as I like certain conductors, it's always a slight detour. If you watch somebody, even the best conductor, they watch him, he gives a sign, so there's always a slight delay, even if he's the greatest accompanist in the world, you know what I mean? And just playing and doing it together is 100% being tuned in.
I understand that visual art plays a very important role in your life, and I wonder if it is something that you escape from the music world in, or if there's a lot of inspiration between your visual art enthusiasm and your life as a musician.
I think the escape is important, because it's a completely different attitude, and I can just sit back, look at a painting or look at a sculpture, and then I'm contemplating. I'm a passive. I'm, because I don't go too much to concerts. I mean, this is my job, so I'm certainly not looking for listening to music all the time. But this looking to see something, and which leaves your mind free. I mean, there is not a bar, and there's not a tempo that keeps you tuned in a certain. There's a framework in music you cannot escape. Even a book lets you more freedom. You can put it aside, you can start reading it again. And a painting for me leaves me completely free. I can shut my eyes, open them again, and there it is. And maybe I see something else. Maybe tomorrow it looks different. Maybe the light will change. You know, all these kind of things. And that is this part which is very important. And the other is, okay, maybe certain approaches of visual art, just like how some geniuses saw differently and formed their works according to what they see or what they their visions, that is maybe inspiring for, I mean, it's difficult to say where in music, but to be courageous, to sometimes not trust all this tradition, you know, it has always been like this. No, if you want to hear something and hear it new, you have to trust your, now there's a visual word, vision. There's no word like this for hearing. Everybody says my vision, or we want a conductor with vision, but what does vision mean? I mean, yeah, we hear it. So, but this is the word. So to trust your vision and to go ahead and to present an interpretation, and people might be surprised, they might be shocked, but they might eventually also say, actually, there is something to it, and let's listen again, and maybe this is the way to interpret either the Schumann Piano Concerto or the Fourth Brahms Symphony, and not just trusting your old CD, which you have heard all the time.
what visual art is the most resonant for you personally?
It's very difficult to explain, of course. Actually, it's something almost like a holy object. You know, there are certain painters, it's not abstract, but it's like grasping, it's almost like also in some Eastern tantric art or Indian art, but then all of a sudden some abstract artists of this century have it. They invite you to see something which you have not yet seen, and which might be a symbol, which might be a color scheme. I mean, it can be like a Rothko too, which is like a holy experience for some people. I'm attracted to some naive, outsider art who comes also from, is there madness in it? Slightly madness? Are there some visions which are almost on the brink of falling into a big, deep, something which we are afraid of? And that's also how I find pieces of art that really catch me, and where I sometimes say, I want to get that one for my home. And those are the ones where I ask, how on earth does this guy paint like this? Why? How does he dare doing this? And it doesn't work with anybody around him, you know? And then if it's good, and then I'm completely taken and almost fighting for these artists.
Christian Zacharias, thank you for your time today.
Thank you.